Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Keenan Allen's placement on the reserve COVID-19 list Monday was a result of a positive test for the virus. Allen has been his usual productive self this season, 86 catches for 929 yards on 124 targets, but he only had 2 touchdowns before doubling that number this past Sunday in Cincinnati. Raiders interim head coach Rick Bisaccia labeled Darren Waller as day-to-day on Monday. Jets head coach Robert Saleh said Monday that Corey Davis will undergo season-ending core muscle surgery. Davis lasted just 24 plays in Sunday's loss to the Eagles before checking out of the contest after aggravating the groin injury that previously signed him for the Week 12 win over the Texans. Now we take a look at the Yahoo DFS Tuesday picks. The NBA has a light slate Tuesday with only 3 games on the schedule. Injuries could play a prominent role, including a matchup between the Nets and Mavericks in which Luka Doncic is questionable to play. The Celtics get Al Horford back from his 1-game absence when they play the Lakers, but Jaylen Brown is questionable. One guard to consider is James Harden of the Nets against the Mavericks. Harden had an off night Saturday against the Bulls, scoring just 14 points on 5-for-21 shooting from the field. However, he still had 7 rebounds and 14 assists on his way to 46.4 Yahoo points. His ability to contribute in different areas has helped him score at least 41.9 Yahoo points in 8 consecutive games. Expect him to be one of the safer plays on the slate regardless of the position. One forward to consider is Julius Randle. Alec Burks moving to the starting 5 might actually have been a good thing for Randle. Burks isn't much of a passer, which means Randle will be asked to help facilitate for his teammates more. He's responded with at least 6 assists in 3 consecutive games. That helped him score at least 43.4 Yahoo points in each. For a player at the center position, look to Jacob Patel. It's not often that we have Patel as the highest salaried player among centers, but here we are. While he might not be flashy, he's averaged 12.1 points, 10.1 rebounds, and 2 assists, and 2 blocks over his last 7 games. The Knicks have plenty of size up front, so Patel, who already averages 29 minutes per game, should spend plenty of time on the floor. Now into NFL waiver wire week 14 pickups. We look at the quarterback position. We have a Hail Mary pick, and that's Jake Fromm of the Giants. With Daniel Jones banged up and Mike Glennon dealing with a concussion, this means Fromm could be in line to start this week against the Chargers in what should be a high-scoring matchup. After being signed off the Bills practice squad just last week, it's doubtful Fromm has a full grasp of the offense, but he has weapons to help him. At the running back position, look to Sony Michel. We don't know about Daryl Henderson's status this week quite yet, but Michel is one of the more capable backups in the league. He rushed for 121 yards Sunday in a blowout and scored 2. Henderson, thigh injury, should be back soon, but he likely won't get the full workload when he does return. For a wide receiver, look to D.D. Westbrook and K.J. Osborne. It looks like Adam Thielen might miss some time with a high ankle sprain, leaving both Westbrook and Osborne to benefit. Osborne is definitely the favorite to be added between the two, but Westbrook will see increased snaps while Thielen is out. For a tight end, look to Ricky Seals-Jones. Logan Thomas is hurt again, and RSJ should be back in the mix this week as a primary tight end target for the football team after missing 3 games with a hip injury. Rookie John Bates would fill the top role if Seals-Jones isn't ready to return. The schedule plays out nicely for either tight end as Washington faces Dallas and Philadelphia the next 4 weeks, both teams struggling at defending the tight end. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.